Iranian hackers who breached Kash Patel's email account have released bombshell evidence that the White House correspondent's dinner attack was a false flag, orchestrated by Israel and Erica Kirk. Iranian hackers didn't just breach his personal email account, they cracked open years of his correspondence. And they made one thing brutally clear. They're still holding the most recent emails, the truly explosive ones. The hackers claim these emails prove that the FBI is actively protecting Erica Kirk and covering up the truth behind Charlie Kirk's assassination. Even more damning, the documents reveal plans for another false flag shooting, this time targeting the president himself. Their warnings were exact, and they've now been proven terrifyingly correct. We've got the bombshell information straight from Kash Patel's inbox coming right up. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Do you believe in coincidences? Because the official narrative around the shooting requires you to believe in a perfect storm of improbable events so ridiculous that the Apollo moon landing feels like child's play. First, an Anon posted alleged shooter Colt Allen's name 2.5 years ago, featuring a Pepe frog in a tuxedo and a wine glass. Do you believe in time travel? Add in the fact that the shooter, Colt Allen, worked at a NASA propulsion lab right in the middle of an explosion of missing and dead scientists, and something is instantly very, very wrong. How many NASA contractors suddenly decide they want to shoot up at a DC Hilton? A DC Hilton that just so happened to be hosting the most important people in the current administration, with next to no security at the door. All very strange. Right before Trump was rushed off stage, a man held up a card. 1 second later, Melania reacted with an expression of horror on her face. Even stranger when you learn that Fox News cut off one of their reporters when she seemed to indicate that people at the venue knew that the shooting was a pre-planned false flag.
I want to just quickly tell you, I was sitting next to Caroline Levitt, the press secretary's husband. He was one of our guests. He was seated right next to me. And, right as the dinner was starting, the national anthem happened. And then he kind of leaned over and said, I watched you on TV. You did a great job. You need to be very safe. And he was just very serious when he said that to me. And he kind of looked around the room and he said, there are some...
Sounds like we lost Aisha's phone there. And this happens, by the way, especially when you have so many people attempting to utilize the same cell service at the same time.
And then you have the White House press corps, who, during an active shooter situation, decided the best response was to start looting, casually stealing expensive bottles of wine without a care in the world.
Tragically, we've covered shootings, we've covered all sorts of scary and terrible events, but it's not often where you have a loved one next to you in that moment.
No wonder Kash Patel was comfortable enough to sit there in an alcohol-fueled daze, watching the whole thing unfold with those glassy, detached eyes. At least, they released the footage of the alleged shooter moving this time. The FBI still hasn't managed to concoct anything resembling moving footage of the patsy Tyler Robinson. Which brings us to Erica Kirk, who reacted with her now trademark fake tears, looking more emotional than she ever did while grieving her own husband.
I just want to go find
you. Was she grieving the failure of the staged false flag? According to Iran, she's in line to be vice president of the United States when Israel finally seizes control of Washington. But more on that in a minute. And then there's press secretary Caroline Levitt, who seemed to have advanced warning of the entire plot. Predictive programming? Or something even darker?
This speech tonight will be classic Donald J. Trump. It'll be funny. It'll be entertaining. There will be some shots fired tonight in the room. So.
This wasn't the only advance warning of the plot. Check the date on this tweet. Here's the problem. We were all ready for this. False flags are Israel's speciality. Thanks to Iranian intelligence, we revealed that Israel was planning to do what they do best, stage another false flag on US soil. This one involving the president himself. The playbook was clear. Stage a false flag, blame Iran, whip the American public into a frenzy, and march them straight into World War III. Seize total control of Washington, crush every voice they label as anti-Semitic, and fast-track their coup d'etat of the United States of America. It was a classic information operation, scheduled like an entry in a TV guide, says former Green Beret and combat correspondent Michael Yon.
Another fake shooting event with Trump. It's obviously fake. Keep in mind, when it comes to this giant war that's been going on for a long time, Trump is just part of the actual information operation. That's what he is, right? You know, just this morning, by the way, I was looking on eBay about buying old TV guides. For those who still know what those are, those were programming guides that would show you, you know, what's going to be on television the next week or two or whatever. The point is information operations are actually scheduled like that. I don't know, for those who have actually seen these sorts of things in person, you can see that they program stuff like that in. And it can be programmed in years in advance, months in advance, weeks in advance. You know, so I mean, these information operations can be quite methodical, right? As soon as the attention rolls off of something, the next one rolls out that they plan, the stage is set, whatever, right? You know, space aliens come, you know, those sorts of things. So, I mean, this is just normal. This was just the normal TV guide in somebody's office that said, and roll them, right?
Warning, this is just the beginning. The false flag was a spectacular flop. Erica Kirk's tears, nothing but a cheap distraction. And right now, we're speaking directly with Iranian hackers who are telling us exactly what they know and what the intelligence says is coming next. Let's be real. We've all been fed the lie that wrinkle creams are the ticket to looking young. I call bullshit. Dr. John Lake, a renegade beauty expert out of Beverly Hills, says that's a scam. Most of those fixes are just overpriced lotions that do nothing, or worse, mess up your skin. He says that he's done with the scammy cosmetic industry. Why? Because he wants to expose something they don't want you to know about. A two-minute trick that's like Photoshop for your face. Wrinkles, gone. Years, erased. And it's so easy, you'll be pissed that you fell for their junk before. The cosmetic industry is afraid of the secret, because this could gut their racket. Lake is spilling the truth in a free video exclusively for viewers of this channel. No strings, no interruptions, just all the steps needed to do it yourself. It's already amassed over 2 million views because it actually works. People are dropping decades and the comments don't lie. You've got to see this. Visit bhmd1.com/TPV. The link's below. Don't sleep on this because it's the real beauty secret they don't want you to know about. Visit bhmd1.com/TPV. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. This is the trap closing in real time. And because Trump dared to anger Israel by pushing for ceasefire with Iran, the countdown hit zero. The scheduling became active. And the production kicked into high gear.
We create a pretend world. We are a global production company. We write the screenplay. We're the directors. We're the producers. We're the main actors. The world is our stage.
How do you explain this? Google Trends shows a massive spike in searches for Cole Thomas Allen, originating from Israel on April the 23rd, 2 days before he set foot in the DC Hilton. Why was he being monitored or searched for in Israel before he even pulled the trigger? A deleted Instagram photo has surfaced, showing Allen posing in an Israel Defense Forces sweatshirt. He's a Caltech grad and a mechanical engineer, someone who understands optics. This wasn't a random thrift store find. Is a signal of alignment that the media is completely ignoring. According to a member of Iran's Handala hack team, Kash Patel's private emails were hacked directly from an Israeli Mossad server. During the breach, the hackers uncovered highly classified documents outlining a series of staged false flag attacks targeting the United States.
This isn't about predicting the future. It's about recognizing when it's being staged. Call it what you want. Operation, false flag, terrorism. They never use the words you would. But when you strip away the language, what's left is theater. And the media, they're not chasing the story. They're part of it. Roles are assigned ahead of time. Narratives are drafted before anything even goes live. The language, the framing, the experts, it's all there, waiting to be rolled out. It won't feel as scripted when you're watching it. It'll feel urgent, real, like you have to accept it right now. That's the trick. And while everyone's focused on the spectacle, something else is moving underneath. There are names that keep coming up in the material. Assets, like Erica Kirk, positioned early, protected from fallout, then elevated once everything settles. They have big plans for her. Her rise is not yet complete. Not a coincidence, not luck. Designed that way, a beneficiary already written into the outcome. That's what people don't get. The event itself, that's just a setup. The real objective is what comes after, how people react, what changes, whose power grows. We didn't get the whole picture. No one ever does. But we saw enough to know this. It's happening soon. And when it happens, it won't look like a script. It'll look like reality.
When you hear the usual suspects in the Mockingbird media warning of domestic terrorists in Iranian sleeper cells, you should think Mossad mercenary death squads, carrying out their duty to wage war through deception and trickery. That's actually their motto. You can fact check that. Don't believe the global elite and their Israeli henchmen are capable of pulling off a false flag terror attack on US soil? Well, they've done it before, numerous times. As Charlie Kirk began informing his vast audience of young influential American conservatives, just before he was taken out. From the sinking of the USS Liberty, to the assassinations of JFK and RFK, and then to 9/11, and the wave of fake ISIS beheading videos. They all share one thing. They gave the elites a chance to bend reality, distort the facts, and manufacture a new wave of support for Israel. In other words, the perfect false flags. Red alert. If you're digging into dangerous topics like this one, you need real protection. The big VPNs you trusted, ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, Private Internet Access, and others, are now owned by one Tel Aviv-linked company. Many of their key people come from Israel's Unit 8200 Cyber Intelligence and Dovdedan Special Forces. That's why VP.net was built last year. It's not another trust as VPN. It's zero trust by design. Zero knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and fully open source code. Even if they wanted to or were forced to, they literally cannot see or log your activity. No backdoors, no compromises. Privacy guaranteed by math, not promises. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Stop trusting, start protecting. This is how you take back control.